Marty, very busy week this week, so I want to get right to it. We have a profile of a guy I know. You probably know him too, Jess Williams. Jess is a local journalist, and for the past couple of decades, he has worked as Doñana County's public information officer. And you have a profile of him because at the end of this month, he is retiring from that job.
Yes, he is. He's only 60, and by I say only, but really, it'd be nice if you can do that, really. And
yeah.
He's paid his dues. He's been in journalism about 34 years, worked for about six major papers, and has been with the county for 21 years. And so he just kind of reminisces about his time at the county, what he's most proud of, and some of the things are like some of the art that has been installed at the mm-hmm. county government center, which has kind of spruced the place up. And I, like you, Fred, I get a lot of emails from Jess on a number of things. So it's just a long profile of him looking back on a pretty interesting career.
Absolutely. Good luck to you, Jess, and congratulations. We now move on to state government, and some local state reps have committee assignments. You have a story on that.
Right. And from what I understand, no locals have been named to chair any committees, but State Rep Doreen Gallegos of Las Cruces is going to be on the House Committee's Taxation and Revenue, Local Government, Land Grants, and Cultural Affairs. Some of these committees are pretty involved. But
very important one.
Yes. And Nathan Small's going to be on one, Joanne Ferrari, and Angelica Rubio of Las Cruces. She's going to be on the House Consumer and Public Affairs Committee. And so this story pretty much explains who's going to be where when all the dust settles. Actually, they've already been named.
Yeah, so, very busy year. And, of course, folks can follow that in the bulletin and at krwg.org. In business this week, some good news with amidst some difficult challenges on our roads around here, particularly on Valley. Downtown street work, though, is ahead of schedule.
Yeah, they say now that they are going to be finished, whatever exactly that means, we don't know. But for the most part, as far as motorists are concerned, by the end of March, now we're only talking two more months, so well, that remains to be seen. But that's what the schedule calls for, and originally it wasn't going to be completed until the end of this year. So they got a grant along the way that helped speed things up. And so this is good news for all those motorists, including myself, who have to traverse downtown on a semi-regular basis or even have to work down.
Absolutely.
There. Yeah.
Also in business, an effort locally to have businesses call themselves friendly to our growing film business.
Yeah, and like a lot of things with the growing film industry here, you know, there's just things that are being put out there that we'll see if they stick. And this is one of them. It's an initiative by Film Las Cruces, and they want to partner with the Greater Las Cruces Hispanic, Greater Las Cruces Chamber, the Hispanic Chamber, Green Chamber. And just kind of do a database of vendors that can be available and help production crews when they come and shoot here. So they are still working this out, but so this is the first story that we might be seeing about this. It's called the film-friendly businesses.
All right. In the arts, you have a profile of a local artist, Steve Bailey.
Steve Bailey's He's been around, and he came. He lived in the Northwest, but he also at one time lived in El Paso and in Phoenix, so he's familiar with the Southwest. But then he went back. He went up to the Northwest. He said it rained too much up there. He wanted to get back, and he's been. He's done a lot of different as artists are. I mean, he's been using a lot of different media. And now he's painting, and he, by the way, he's red-green colorblind. And so he gets around that by just doing more I don't know, just more vivid coloring in his work. So
always enjoy reading those artist profiles and all the news and features in the Las Cruces Bulletin. Marty Racine is the managing editor of the Bulletin. He's with us every week. Thanks, Marty.
Thank you.